5, 4, 3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. So proud to host live music in Westchester. And this is one, tonight's show is one of those cosmic, karmic things that just happened. Basically, I got together with Russell, who lives in my apartment building, at our mutual auto mechanic shop, right? We'll give a plug to Aldo's Garage. Thank you, Tony, for taking care of our cars. You told me you had 400,000 miles on that thing?
Yep, Tony's the best mechanic.
All right. These are the fun dimensionals. You live in my building. When I moved in like 10 years ago, your brother lived in the building. Okay. But now I'm going to speak to you, right? Because you got the mic. Okay, so what is this thing, the fun dimensionals?
Well, the Fundamentals got together in about September of 2009, last year, through Craigslist, and we were just all about making good jams, playing good music, and just having a lot of fun.
Who's in the band?
Well, on drums we got Carter Burgess, percussion is Aaron Hagley, keyboards is Brandon Goodman, other guitar player, Alex Shortino, Russell Starkey on bass, and my name's Ben Mounted.
And you've been elected the spokesperson.
Yep, that's me.
Okay. Now, Russell told me, man, we can move all that equipment in, set it up, have it plugged in 15 minutes. And I was impressed. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
We've got a studio audience, which is awesome. I think this will be a new feature, bringing people in. The jam band scene. I used to play Monday nights at Nightingales in New York City, and I used to share it with one of the original jam bands, the one with the harmonica player, Popper.
Yeah, Blues Traveler.
That's right. We used to alternate Monday nights, except I got fired and he became famous. So now I do local TV. Better than nothing. Anyway, so jam band scene. Is there a jam band scene in Westchester?
It's pretty small, but upcoming. New York City definitely has a scene.
Where do you play there?
We try to play at pretty much every place we can, but in particular, we've done Bar East. We have gigs coming up at Desmond's Tavern, Uncle Mike's, Wunderbar. These are all in and around New York City.
That's wonderful. I played 1,000 clubs in New York, never heard of any of them, but that's good, because clubs, when do they last? They last until they stop paying the band, then they go under.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, guys, I'm very excited about this. Play some music.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
know. Wow.
But I should be able to hear myself out here so I can know where I'm playing. So
very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I hear a lot in my head of the bands I think influenced you. Why don't you tell me what you think some of your influences are?
Well, definitely a lot of Fish, Grateful Dead type stuff. Love Pink Floyd, Allman Brothers, Led Zeppelin. A lot of eclectic rock music.
See, I hear Humphreys McGee.
Humphreys McGee.
I hear a lot.
We love them, for sure.
That's the band that brought us all together. Yeah, that's the band that brought us all together. That was the key word.
Yep.
At my day job, I was working with this young guy, and I told him, what's happening with rock? Because I listen to the classic rock stations. You know, they play a little bit of new music, but not much. So he turned me on to Humphreys McGee, turned me on to a bunch of stuff. Now, do you attract a multi-generational crowd, would you say?
Definitely.
Multi-racially.
Yeah, from our siblings all the way up to our parents and our grandparents.
They're multi-racial?
Yeah, definitely. We did. The National Underground and our bar, we both killed it there. I forgot to mention those earlier, but... Yeah, good shows.
I've got a club I think you'd work at. Casa del Sol in Nyack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a nice Mexican restaurant.
Gotta love Mexican food. So.
It's a good place. So, I'm going to get to the canned questions with you. Okay.
All right.
Desert Island. You get a boombox and 3 CDs.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
You can use a greatest hits. All you have to do is pick 3 artists.
Well, I would definitely say Abbey Road would have to come with me.
Interesting.
In addition to that, Pink Floyd Animals should probably come with
me. Really?
Yeah. And the third, I mean, do we have any particular...
Well, I'll ask someone else. You pick a third one.
I would say I need like a Live Fish collection. Number 2 is one of my favorites, Sugarbush from 94.
I've got a little peeve with Fish.
Yeah?
They keep sending me these emails to buy their free downloads,
mm-hmm.
and I keep going to their site and unsubscribing, but it's not working.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Fish better now or Fish better in the past?
It's tough. I wish I had seen them before 2000, but I just wasn't able to.
Russell, you must know.
Yes. Luckily, I saw Fish pre-2000, and I can say it was pretty incredible, but I haven't had a chance to see them lately. So we have mixed reviews in the band.
Really?
Yeah. I say they missed the good stuff.
Yeah, he'll say that.
And I'm also the only one who saw Jerry Garcia play, so I have that to hold over their heads too.
Okay, here's a question that I love to ask and love to get an honest answer. Do you feel artists are better when they're young and stoned or old and clean and sober? What do you think?
Young and stoned.
I guess the issue is that you can only be young and stoned for a while, and then the stone kind of tears you down, and it's not so good. What do you think, Russ?
You need a good mix of both. You need a good balance.
Okay, well, we'll leave that topic, since all your parents are here. Yeah, I could tell some stories, but... Anyway, the second question. If you could put together your dream band, living or dead, and you could do 3 sets with 3 separate bands, like they were going to do a band night at the Garden, and you were big and famous, so everybody would want to play with you because they're going to record it for TV. Name some people. Who would the guitar players be with you?
Ooh, that's super intense.
Ooh.
I'd have to pick Jimmy Herring. He's playing with Widespread Panic now.
Oh, really?
As one of the guys, yeah.
He was in the Allman Brothers for short.
Yeah, and the Dead, Jazz's Dead is his creation too. That's like really good Dead cover band, all fusion. Yeah, him on guitar, that'd be awesome. Him and Jake from Humphreys.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't even need to play guitar, I could just watch.
Who would you have on the bass?
Bass?
You guys feel free to shout.
Yeah, if you got
Les Claypool.
Les Claypool?
That's a pretty good choice right there.
Who would you pick for guitar?
I was actually going to say the same thing.
There you go. You're all on the same wavelength. Okay, cool. What I like about this band is I play in a trio, and we got to just fill. Here, you guys have the luxury of laying back. I especially like the song you did in Soundcheck. I'm not sure if you was that a suite of songs or all one song?
We mostly played the one song, Bugless Brunch, during the Soundcheck.
Just now?
Okay, yeah, that was Spiritual Lines and Cartographer. That's like two songs that we fused together to be one song.
Okay, well, they have distinct parts, because it sounded kind of like three or four songs.
Yeah.
But I could see why you like Abbey Road.
Definitely.
Because it was nice and seamless. So, what are your hopes and dreams for the future? I mean, where do you think this band is going to go?
Well, hopefully, like, about a year from now, we'll just be out playing a lot of shows, some festivals, and, you know, just seeing the country and playing as much as possible.
I could see four smelly young guys in a van. I'm not sure I can see six. I mean, is that the way bands do it now? Do you get in a van and you just play the assholes all across the country?
Pretty much.
Grassroots movement,
exactly.
I guess the summer would be the best because they have all the festivals. It's kind of sad, because you would probably remember it. There used to be a lot of music festivals in Westchester that were free.
Really?
I guess you missed it. Yeah, I used to go to like three or four a summer, but around 5 or 6 years ago, I guess money got tight and they started dying. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for doing show number one, and I can't wait to hear show number two.
Thanks.
All right.
Excellent job.
Cigarette break for the band?
You know what I want to do? I want to get one more shot with me with you guys, because I don't think I've got a good one. Okay, can you just hang there for one second?
Faux show.
Rich, can you turn Alex's amp up a little bit? He was a little bit all right.
I put him in the monitor.
Play. And your mic never
play.
Came through?
Yeah. Here.
Hold on. That's why I couldn't hear it in monitors, because you couldn't
resist.
It was
not.
We heard it before.
Just a wave drum?
I'm giving it a low pressure.
Just play it?
So what we need to do at the end of the next show, he's got to grab the mic.
There was a mic. Get a good picture of me.
Let's get a good picture. You know what? I'm trying to get hold of the pies.
You got all these guys in here?
They do not show.
Two other guys.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
take a smoke break.
Not as
much.
I don't know.
Hey, bring us in.
At the end of the next show, then you have to take the mic off the stairs. So that we talk. So that they can get your face. They basically didn't hear half of what you said. You weren't talking in the mic.
Yeah, it was just like this far away from the mic.
You guys, if you see something, tell us.
So what's the composition?
It doesn't hear how
A little bit, it's low.
No, not at all.
But were you doing like actually like writing music for TV?
Mostly engineering.
Oh, okay.
But once in a while,
like babies.
They were going to submit 12 demos. They were going to throw it too. But I wasn't the lead writer.
That's cool. All right,
you don't need to go work again.
I'm going to go try it out.
Guys, make it last 10 minutes.
Hopefully they don't take us to the spot in the gallery.
Do you want me to go do your
part? I'm on the...
I have to just go to a machine?
Yeah.
So I have to know your number?
I don't know the number.
Oh, jeez.
But if you walk in, you know, if you were to walk kitty corner from here.
Yeah, look at the open door.
That driveway that you can drive in, and then you're like on that first floor. I'm literally right there on the right, and then the booth with the tape thing right there. How'd you get thrown into this mix anyway?
Ruffles would show up on
How do you know Ruffles?
You're stupid.
Oh. Toad the
line. Right.
The number for tracking.
What did you use there?
Well, I have a three-quarters size of this.
But with the same, you know, height ceilings and stuff, and very good system, but, you know, 16 inputs, and I have one isolation.
What are you recording onto?
Module. No ceilings.
What interfaces are you?
Steinberg interfaces, MRE16s.
Is that the new window?
Well, they're the, you know, high-end Steinberg interfaces.
Is that using the window or
I don't, Cubase? I have both, but I don't use them.
Oh, so what do you... use Logic, sorry.
Yeah, so I'm using Logic, so it's not cool. But, you know, and we made a nice record there, but he wants to really be able to isolate the drum kit from the percussion player and the guitar, so we all kind of one shot. Hey, if he wants to do it, I'll be happy to go to some studio and work. But even those places that do have that type of facility, it's just...
My buddy has a 24-track on a 16-track 1-inch machine in Brooklyn. Okay. Then they would only be able to separate 16. I mean, they could put the drums in one room.
Oh, yeah. How many ISO keys?
It's a two-floor space, and they've got it all wired. So they could have the drums in one room. You know, they wouldn't have line of sight, but they do have a closed-captioned little video system to get the two rooms. Yeah. Seeing each other, but he mostly does indie rock, all this stuff.
Unfortunately, none of that business is done.
Yeah.
You know, after the bands, and then, you know, take your train from the Central to the East.
Brooklyn, really, like, it's a whole other world.
Yeah, they just don't want to come to Westchester.
How did Russell find you?
I think I'm in. But I think you kind of get to a point with the types of people, the level of people that you do, and things like that, stay that long. So for bands getting together, people, musicians, it's great. Really developing business, it's like, sure. Some people here and there, but you want to you know, start working with serious people that are kind of taking it to the next level. Mm-hmm. But it's just working out. Mm-hmm. When you look up online, you know, right, you
we may be seeing history. Where are you from?
You should listen to the playback. You should go in there and see what you sound like on TV.
Do you think you're
what, me? Did I run out of time? Yeah.
Back.
No.
So you're on the first nice. Level. Like where?
Go by. If you're leaving, sure.
Hey.
Go find my phone. But if you're
too bad you can text them. Like in the other part, you can text them. Your credit card. I feel like this would be easier.
Really? That's ridiculous. Yeah.
What make up each other's parts on our heads.
Yeah.
I didn't
probably work out.
I didn't know
really?
The
same machine. Galleria.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like it's the same physical.
What are we playing?
Trust.
Like,